We now go to talk to Ian Limmer. Now, Ian Limmer is at Peter Beale's Roses. He's nursery manager. Peter Beale's Roses are in Norfolk. That's right, isn't it, Ian?
Yes, it is, Ken, yes.
Is it Attleborough?
Yes, it is. Yeah, just, you know, we're about 15 miles south of Norwich.
Yeah, I remember Attleborough because I'll tell you my quick story of Attleborough is my my aunt and uncle had a post office in Attleborough, and when I was a lad, my brother and I went on the train from Liverpool Street to Norwich and then cycled to Attleborough on our push bikes. How about that?
That's a journey, isn't it?
It is indeed. Anyway,
nowadays it's not quite so bad, is it? These modern bikes they have.
That's right. Now, more importantly, Peter Beale's Roses has been around for a long time. I remember Peter very well. Lovely guy. So dedicated to roses, wasn't he?
He certainly was. He just had a passion for, but mainly really the old-fashioned roses and the specie roses. And these are roses that sort of only flower for about, 4 weeks, something like that. But when they do flower, you know, they give it their all. And it's just wonderful to see some of these beautiful old scented roses, flowering when a rose should flower, you know, around June time. Nowadays.
I was going to say you're being a bit old-fashioned there, but you're just going to come onto it. But nowadays, what do people want?
Well, nowadays, I mean, we all want as much out of our plant as possible. And, the roses, they start flowering anything from May, end of May, and, well, even earlier. I mean, we've got canary bird out. We've got the Banksias out as well at the moment. So the season really starts in April, and then it goes right on until November, December. So, you know, we're all trying to breed roses that are repeat or continuous flowering these days.
But that's really important to give. I mean, actually, you mentioned Banksia. I think Banksia is a very underrated rose. You put that in a shrubbery. It works really well, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it's one of the first to start flowering. It's very exciting when you just see all the buds waiting to burst open. And, the added bonus to that one is it's totally thornless.
That's right. A really lovely rose. Now, as nursery manager, you must have your work cut out because, A, you're producing hundreds and hundreds of roses, aren't you?
Yeah, we produce, I suppose, about we have in our lovely catalogue over 800 different varieties of roses. Some being bred like the one that we're launching at Chelsea Flower Show, which we'll come on to very shortly, which is RNLI 200 with Courage, and some of the others dating back to the 10th and 11th century.
And do you find those old ones? I mean, we said we'll come new, but do you find the old ones are still so popular?
They're still, they're still very popular because there's still a lot of gardens out there, and same with National Trust gardens and big estates that still want the old-fashioned, varieties. And what's good about the old-fashioned varieties, what we mustn't forget, is they will tolerate all sorts of poor soils, sandy, chalky soils, where the modern-day roses, the more we ask of something, the more that we want it, obviously, to flower, but they need good soil conditions so that they don't do quite so well in those old, poor soil conditions.
So I suppose, and we're seeing this, that you quite rightly say stately homes, etc., are trying to go back to their roots. I'm sorry, that's a bit of a joke. But they're trying to get back to how they were traditionally planted in the original state. That's what they're really trying to do, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You know, we're often getting stately homes asking for all of the rare roses and nothing modern, and that's what we're renowned for at Peter Beale's. We do hold one of the biggest collections in the country, and if anybody wanted the catalogue, it shows you many, many pictures and so on, gives you the heights and the scents and so on. But yeah, really, really good. We're like a living museum, I think.
Living museum, I like that. Now, the importance of new varieties, you've just said that you launch new varieties. We go to Chelsea Fowler Show with them. The exposure for, and I was talking about it earlier, is that the charity benefits, and this time you're sharing it with the RNLI, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. And it's, you know, very dear to my heart, you know, the RNLI, because my grandfather served in the RNLI for over 30 years at Sheringham. And I think it's great to give something back as much as you can. And we're hoping that, you know, with this, with Courage Rose, that we're going to help towards saving many, many lives, you know, with many, many thousands of pounds. So it's all about the charity and what they do.
So I take
it's all it's all volunteer. We must, remember that.
I know.
You know, it's all funded by people like ourselves, and that they do it, you know, for the love and the passion, really.
On RNLI, I think not enough people realise how much of the charities around the country actually are totally supported by money from companies and donations from people. And too much, actually. I mean, I won't get on my political horse, because things like RNLI, you know, they're saving lives all around the country, and so important, just as air ambulances and everything else is. So it's a very important one, and I'm going to again jump back to your rose, which I take it's orange, is it?
Well, yes. Well, first of all, let's go back to when we first sort of thought about this. The rose was thought about in July 2021. A colleague of mine said, there's a very important anniversary coming up for the RNLI. Wouldn't it be nice to see, you know, if we could have a rose that they might like? So straight away, my ears pricked up, because obviously Grandad, you know, being in the RNLI, I said, fantastic idea. So with that, I made many, many phone calls, you know, to get to the high, you know, the high up, yes, they were very interested. So the following year, and this was in the heat wave, don't forget, you remember that, Ken, that was very hard for all our plants, wasn't
it? Was it? Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, so this was in the heat wave. They, a team came down to look at, I suppose we showed them about, you know, 7 or 8 roses, varying, you know, from sort of yellow and orange, apricots and things like that. So, you know, in the colours, you know, what they were. And the one they chose was a lovely sort of apricot orange. And so that was good. Yeah, thank you. That was all verified. They took some plants back to the RNLI at Poole, and you know, people, you know, the higher-up people agreed that that was a lovely rose and so on. And then, you know, the following year, you know, we started, you know, beginning to produce it, because it does take, from 6 to 10 years.
I was going to say that's what people don't consider. When they buy a rose bush for however much it costs today, people don't realise how long that has taken to come all the way from that first stage. And you just said, those roses that you showed the RNLI, you had a range of roses, but that isn't where that started, is it? Those roses were produced years before that to get to that stage.
Exactly, yeah. Just to get into that stage is usually anything from 5, 6 to thinking, you know, that they're good enough, A, to launch in our catalogue, and, you know, B, you know, to show any of the charities or anybody who wants to purchase a rose, you know, from us. It is a very long, you know, long process.
Now, when you're building up this, you've said this process of achieving it, because when you launch something at Chelsea, you've got to have an incredible stock of those so that you can supply what people want. And that's
exactly
difficult, isn't it?
It's very difficult, because it takes about 18 months roughly to produce a rose. And I mean, we were so fortunate here that it was picked up early, you know, about 3 years before the 200th anniversary of NLI. So we were able just to build up, you know, some nice numbers of stock, you know, for sale. And, but, you know, what we're going to do is, you know, donate 10% of each rose, you know, straight to the RNLI. You know, hopefully, you know, say we're going to make several thousands and thousands of pounds you know, helping toward all the volunteers and the RNLI. Such a great charity.
So the first crop of roses that you'll be selling will be container grown. Will you then be selling them in the autumn as a bare root rose?
Right. Just to let you know, we it can be ordered now. They were launched. They were launched about a week ago on the website.
Uh-huh.
They're available to order for November 2024. We don't
really
have any. Yeah. So we gave several hundreds to the charity.
Yep.
So that they're all planted all around. The UK, in various different lifeboat stations, etc., etc. We've got a few that we're going to have for sale at Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah.
But it can be ordered bare root so it can be planted in, you know, November, in the bare root season time, which is, to be honest, the best sort of time to plant a rose.
Definitely. And what sort of price is that rose going to be at that stage?
The rose is going to be £26.95,
uh-huh,
I believe, and I think it's £3.95 postage and packing. So, the charity's going to get £5, nearly £6 from the sale of each rose. So, you know, it's such an important thing. It is a one-off. It's their 200th anniversary. They just don't, when these crew members go out, they just don't judge. They just do it with a passion, courage.
And they deserve support, don't they?
They do deserve support. And the other thing is, you don't have to be at the coast. You could be in Birmingham, anywhere, you know, in the middle of the country.
No,
you think, how many of us go to the coast and need saving? Not everybody, I hope. But, you know, you go to the coast, you're on a lovely day out from Birmingham, for argument's sake, in the middle of the country. And then, they go out on an inflatable and then get themselves into trouble, and the RNLI are there to help out.
And you're
There's
also...
no judgment.
No, and you're up and down the Thames as well, I know.
That's right, right up, up and down the Thames.
That's it. I've seen you there. Chelsea embankment.
That's right, yes. We've also... it took me months and months to get... through all the red tape, and rightly so, because they don't just give you a boat or anything like that, but I fought and fought for it, and we've got a boat on display on our big stand at Chelsea. It's a D-class, and when you see them on television, you just see this little boat bobbing about, but they're over 5 metres in length, so we've had to increase our stand. Normally, our stand is about 9 metres by 9 metres.
Yeah.
And this year it's 15 metres by 8 metres. And in pounds, shillings and pence, that's 50 feet by 25 feet, the stand.
That's big.
It's the biggest that we, it's the biggest that we ever have got. So if anybody's coming, give us a call, give us a look, and hopefully you'll enjoy what we've got lined up on the stand, for Chelsea Flower Show.
Just talking, Chelsea, are you in the marquee again?
Yeah, we're in the marquee.
Yep.
We're in the middle of the marquee. If you just look out for a big shiny orange boat, that'll be us, with lots of arches. arches and obelisks.
Right. I just want to go back from RNLI and back to Peter Beals. How important is going to Chelsea for you as a company?
For a company, it is very, very important. It's the kickstart of the season. And anybody who loves gardening always, always wants to go, if they can, to Chelsea Flower Show. You must go to see Chelsea at least once in your life. It's an amazing place. And, it really is. It is the one, to go. Then the one after that is Hampton Court Flower Show. But Chelsea kickstarts the whole season. And it's so important, for us. We don't always get lots of orders at Chelsea, but people make a lot of notes at Chelsea Flower Show, and then they go home and then they may go to Hampton Court, and after Hampton Court they've been to the both shows, and then they start putting the orders in. But if you want the RNLI with Courage 200th rose, don't wait until Hampton Court, because it is selling very well at the moment.
Well, Ian, it's been really good to talk to you, but if they're looking for you online, do they just go to Peter Beals Roses?
Yeah, if you just type in Peterfield's roses, that you'll come up and find us. That'll come up, and then have a look at the catalogue online. But I still love the old catalogue that you can fumble in your hand. It's over 200 pages long, and it's just a pleasure to read.
And you can get that as well from you, of course.
And you can get that from us. I believe it's £2.
Which see.
Which is good value, considering the magazines these days are about £5.
And that will last you for years, won't it?
Exactly. All the information in there about anything you want to know about roses.
Ian, thank you very much for talking to us today, and we wish you the best of luck at Chelsea. You don't need luck, because you've got a centrepiece of a boat, and you've got a great rose as well. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Ken.
That's Peter Beale's Roses. Don't forget, Peter Beale's Roses, and that's Courage, that one that's supporting the RNLI. Yes, you're gardening with Ken.